Now, further to the National Building Standard figure percent that was mentioned there in Rosie's package, of the code being below 34% of the code, we've been told by local MP Chris Bishop the actual figure is just 15% of code. With us now, Campbell Barry, Mayor of Lower Hutt. Kia ora.
Kia ora, good morning.
So 15% of code, what are you hearing and how concerning is this?
I've been given an indication. I haven't seen any reports. From the DHB, I do think they need to front and actually state what the percentage is for the building. And I know in dealing with earthquake-prone buildings as a council that it's often quite complicated. It might be certain parts of the building. And all of that information should be in the public domain. I mean, people have a right to know exactly what the current state of that building is.
Yeah, my understanding is the chief medical officer was potentially willing to come on morning report, but then had to, of course, check with the DHB, who said no. Is it reasonable that the DHB is not taking charge, is not telling this story and not allowing leadership to front?
Oh, I mean, that is a really good question for them. I think that in this situation, transparency is really important. All of the information which the DHB have made their decision on should be in the public domain. There shouldn't be anything restricting that. I know and understand the sensitivities with the need to move people and services out of the building over a period of time because this is such an important part of the whole regional network. And so I get that, but I think that story and all of that information needs to be out there. You're better to be transparent in these situations.
Because there are many questions that I'm sure people will have if, for example, a woman is going to be giving birth in the next few days in the Hutt Valley area. Where does she go? And if the risk is low here, which is what apparently is being said, how come it is so low if the percentage of the code is so low?
They're really questions I can't answer. I haven't been able to see the reports. I've only had a briefing from the DHB just prior to the announcement yesterday. So they are, again, I think, questions that do need to be answered by the DHB management, because I would assume from my own experience of earthquake-prone buildings in Lower Hutt that there would have been detailed reports around the decisions and why they've made this call and how they're going to do it. The key also is understanding what their implementation plan looks like. I understand it will be out on the 22nd of June, so we know where those vital services are going, like maternity, plastics, outpatient services. There is a large number of services that are impacted by this, so the more certainty that's given, the sooner. Also, I think further commitment. I think it's reassuring to hear from our local MP that the government's committed to the Hutt, but I want to see it in writing from Health New Zealand that
yes.
They are committed to the Hutt Valley.
I was going to ask you about this because the DHB obviously is not going to exist for that much longer. How significant and how quickly is it needed to get some kind of reassurance from the interim Health New Zealand body?
I think they should be making that call now and giving that reassurance to people and communities in the Hutt that the tertiary services in particular that are provided in the Hutt Valley will return in the long term. That's really, really important, because my fear is that when you do see them leave and those staff leave and those beds leave, they may simply never come back if they're then going out to Wellington, Kenepuru or other sites. So I really want to have that reassurance and something down in writing that won't be the case, and that this is a short-term, medium-term challenge as they work through the building.
Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for coming on Morning Report. Ngā mihi, Campbell Barry, Mayor of Lower Hutt.